Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on a mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people decline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Get the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is coming into the world." Since he knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. From the Gospel we can see important, Jesus, that you have to feed the people when they were hungry, but also advise them they don't have to look for food alone. They have the word, they look for the word of God. So many times we put in interest of what we are going to eat more than the word of God. We seek for material goods more than spiritual affair. These are human nature. Jesus knows us, but always in his heart, he wants us to be with him. If simplicity, not seeking worldly goods, but the will of God. Jesus, through his 3 years missionary work, sometimes he was hungry. Sometimes he had to share food with different people just to teach us. Most important is to live the word of God, the spirit gospel, rather than just look for food or look for good living standard. Many times our human body is fragile. We look for bodily good rather than spiritual affair. Ask Jesus to give us this strength to live the will of God, to live the real love for labor. Let's believe. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. So it's more important is to spread the gospel. So let us, at least today, we start to live every moment with attention to our neighbor. Just tell Jesus we love him. Put our trust in him. Even our material goods ventures into his care. Jesus, we trust in you.